Grace is the help or strength given through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the grace of God, everyone who has lived will be resurrected. Our spirits will be reunited with our bodies, never to be again separated. Through His grace, the Lord also enables those who live His gospel to repent and be forgiven. Grace is a gift from Heavenly Father given through His Son, Jesus Christ. The word grace, as used in the Scriptures, refers primarily to the enabling power and spiritual healing offered through the mercy and love of Jesus Christ. Mercy River sings the song from which they take their name, from the album of the same name.
There's a place where water's pure, Mercy River, with banks of green and silver trees. Mercy River,
Thank you.
In Greek, the word which is translated as grace means goodwill, loving kindness, favor. In the New Testament usage, the word implies the idea of kindness which bestows upon one what he has not deserved. In the Bible dictionary, we learn the main idea of the word is divine means of help or strength, given through the bounteous mercy and love of Jesus Christ. Rebecca Lopez sings softly and tenderly from her album, When You Believe. The Lord Jesus Christ can deliver us and grant us grace because he kept the laws of God perfectly, and he met the demands of the law for all the rest of mankind. In the Garden of Gethsemane and on the cross, by his power as the Son of God, Jesus Christ purchased us through the shedding of his blood. Mindy Gledhill sings Garden Walls from her album The Sum of All Grace.
The lights within Jerusalem are gone, but there is one who will not sleep at all. He will call upon the powers of heaven deep within a garden's walls. A voice breaks through the silence in the night, and branches shake to hear a grown man cry. Oh, he cries and feels the sting of death inside, but he won't ask why. Through the years and across the deep blue sea comes this mystery. Why would the King of heaven and earth bow down to free me? Footsteps in the sand drawing nigh, and raging voices echo in the sky. Angry eyes can't see that the man they send to die offers life.
How many of us at times try to resolve life's challenges ourselves without seeking the intervention of the Lord in our lives? We try to carry the burdens alone. Jesus taught that we should not bear them unaided. In spite of our feeling at times that He has forgotten us, He testifies, "Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands." The Lord, through His grace, can continually assist us in our daily lives and in our physical and mental sickness, pain, transgressions, and even in all of our infirmities. Jenny Phillips sings Grace from her album, The Miracle.
Lost and wayward sinner, cold and selfish heart, suffering in my shame, your name. O maker, sustainer, life changer, rescue me now from this place. I wrestle with demons that I can't erase. I long for the footsteps that I cannot retrace. I seek you and reach you, beseech you. My weakness must be your disgrace. But the one thing I see in your face is grace. Empty and depleted, doubting, unbelief, longing for desperate for your peace. O maker, sustainer, life changer, rescue me now from this place. I wrestle with demons. I seek you and reach you, beseech you. My weakness must be your disgrace. But the one thing I see in your face is grace. But the one thing I see in your face is grace.
Broken heart and a contrite spirit, which lead to godly sorrow that worketh repentance, are prerequisites to receiving God's grace. A broken heart and contrite spirit come when our desire to be cleansed from sin is so consuming that our hearts ache with sorrow, and we yearn to feel at peace with our Father in heaven. Kenneth Cope sings Broken, from Especially for Youth 2005.
Broken clouds give rain, broken soil grows grain, broken bread feeds man for one more day. Broken storms yield light, the break of day heals night, broken pride turns blindness into sight. souls that need his mending, broken hearts for offering. Could it be that God loves broken things? Broken chains set free, broken swords bring peace. Broken walls make friends of you and me. To break the ranks of sin, to break the news of him, to put on Christ till his name feels broken in. Broken souls that need his mending, broken hearts for offering. I believe that God loves broken things. And yet our broken faith, our broken promises sent love to the cross. And still that broken flesh, that broken heart of his, offers us such grace and mercy, covers us with love undeserving. This broken soul that cries for mending, this broken heart for offering, I'm convinced that God loves broken me. Praise his name, my God loves broken things. So broken cloud, give rain, and broken soil, grow grain, and broken bread, feed man for one more day.
Grace is God's love in action. It is his doing for us what we cannot do for ourselves. We should have great hope in knowing, however unworthy we may feel or weak we may be, that if we will do all we can, he will come to our aid and provide for us whatever we may lack. Sherry Call sings Family Tree from her album Beneath These Stars.
She still remembers the way her heart broke on the day that she watched him drive away. How the tears fell and how the wind blew and tore the branches from a tree near the driveway. And she didn't think she'd make it through the day. Sometimes all she could think to do was pray that God would tend the broken branches of this tree. So as the years went by, her children still would see that their love is a circle, even with this missing piece. God could tend the broken branches of this family tree. And as the years passed, that tree would hold strong. Through every rainstorm, it proved that it would stay. Through all the teardrops and all the ball games and all the every other weekends when the kids would go away. 'Cause she knows that their daddy loves them too. She prays praise for strength to face the changes that they've all been going through. And God tends the broken branches of this tree. He keeps his watchful eye on every tiny leaf. And their love is a circle in ways that only God can see. As he tends the broken branches of this family tree. And in the end, I don't know how it will all be sorted out. All I know is that the circle won't be broken. There will be hands to hold, and there will be love unfeigned. Bridge the gaps between all the things we can't explain. But in the meantime, God will tend the broken branches of the trees. And as eternity goes on, this will be, because our love is a circle in this human family, and God can mend the broken branches. And he will tend the broken branches, because he loves all the branches of his family tree.
Moroni sums up the doctrine of grace succinctly. If ye shall deny yourselves of all ungodliness, and love God with all your might, mind, and strength, then is his grace sufficient for you, that by his grace ye may be perfect in Christ. Then are ye sanctified in Christ by the grace of God, through the shedding of the blood of Christ. What glorious gospel news is an understanding of this doctrine of grace, which persuades us to more fully center our faith and hope upon Jesus Christ. Through the grace of the Father, we will better know how to come unto the Son. Let us be submissive to the Father's will, recognizing that his will is preeminent. How thankful we ought to be to submit to his will, because he and his Son will never do anything save it be for the benefit of the world. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square perform Amazing Grace from the album Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.